This is Fighting Owls Basketball.
Free throw on the front end of the 1-1. No good. Agbana taps the rebound. It's loose. Taylor picks it up. He lets it go from half court. Way off the mark. That's it. The Fighting Owls are victorious. Final score, Hartford 69, Northern Virginia 67. That's how it sounded as Hartford sealed the win here tonight. And we're talking to the leading scorer for the Fighting Owls, Cedric Hines, as Hartford comes away with the win here. Cedric, the sophomore out of Washington, D.C., as a returning player, you got to be thrilled with this one. Is this the high mark of maybe your 2 years here?
I say last year the high mark was probably winning a conference tournament, but we're going to go back there. We're going to try and do the same thing again.
Well, it's certainly the high mark for this season, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Especially after so many frustrating, close losses that you guys have had.
Yeah.
Not just two last week alone. On the road at Baltimore City, you lose by two. On the road at Prince George's, the guy makes a final shot sitting on his behind from outside the arc at the buzzer to beat you. It's got to feel good to get a close one here.
It feels good. I mean, especially after the last two, because we fought so hard to get back in the game. Then this game, we was just fighting through everything, just fighting. And at halftime, Coach Mike was like, he just need us to fight and lock down on defense. So that was the main key. And to get this win, this was a breakthrough.
How important was it? You were down 10, 34-24 late in the first half, scored the last 9 straight points of the first half to pull within 1. How important was that run to lead you to this win?
I want to say we started off slow, actually. And that's like, we trying not to start off slow. We trying to play how we play in the second half. So that with that energy it brought us, it was like the start of our second half. We had to start how we ended it. So that was, the 9 points was definitely needed. And the defense helped us get them 9 points, because that was his main key, was defense. So the defense set up everything for them 9 points.
You're a great free throw shooter. At times.
Yeah,
certainly
at times.
Tonight you were.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys have struggled from the line late in a couple of games. What did you say to yourself tonight?
Well, Coach Mike always get on me on my free throws, because he said I'm going to be at the line. So he told me to get in the gym, shoot at least 100 a day. So I was like, I practice this, and this is our gym, so I got to hit them. And they need me right now. So that was just, it was just like no pressure. So that was that.
Well, it's a great win to come up with against a team that was 13-2 coming in. And again, especially considering, you know, the tight losses that you guys have had. It's been great to have a chance here January part, without classes going on, get a little better opportunity to concentrate on basketball.
Yeah.
You know, classes will pick up again next week.
Yeah, it helps. But it helps, and it's like we just focusing on basketball and getting better as a team. We getting closer. So, I mean, it's a plus. It's definitely a plus, because it's bringing us closer together.
What are you thinking about here now coming up? You got 3 games in 5 days. You're going to play day after tomorrow against Monroe, another non-conference foe that's really tough.
Yeah.
And then you're scheduled to play on Saturday against Southern Maryland, get back to league action.
Yeah, well, we're trying to win out. So regardless, non-conference or conference play, but we just can't lose no more games. That's just how it is. Like, we can't afford to lose any more games, and we're not going to.
Cedric Hines, leading scorer for the Fighting Owls tonight. Congratulations on a great win.
Thank you.